Last time on Ghost Detective.
I got the laptop.
It's all poker.
What?
It's literally 100 tabs of poker.
I didn't knock the bowl over.
Well, if it wasn't you and it wasn't me. Oh shit, what was that?
It came from Darren's house.
Holy fuck!
Let's get the fuck out of here.
She's the CEO who was almost assassinated. He's the one who ended up dying.
Whoa, I'm a ghost now.
Together, they're trying to get justice in. Ghost Detective.
Holy shit, I can't believe that happened.
What the fuck?
Do you think Darren is okay?
He's definitely dead. We heard like 5 consecutive gunshots, Doug.
Why would someone do that?
How would I know? Seems like one shot would do the trick.
No, I meant kill Darren. Whoa, Laura, chill out. You're gonna kill yourself.
Doug, I still have my life, and clearly someone is after it. Please don't tell me what to do.
But where are we even going?
I don't know. But we need gas.
What? We can't stop. What if that maniac is after us?
I think we'll be okay to quickly stop for gas. Plus, it's getting dark.
Someone could still be following us. What about that Camry? Or the Civic back there, the one with the GT wing? Honestly, that is a sick car.
What the hell are you talking about? None of that made any sense.
If I was still alive, I would totally buy that car.
There's a Chevron up ahead. Let's stop there.
See that Suburban behind us? Those cars are so sketch. Or that guy in the Cadillac. What about the Subaru that just pulled in behind us? Laura, we're fucking surrounded.
Doug, relax. I'm gonna take a look through Darren's computer one more time to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Fine. I'll keep watch. It's all I can do anyways.
What's this? It looks like someone's been threatening Darren over Discord. Who the hell is BronyForLife69? Give me a second. I plugged the messages into IP.net and the address matches with my office. Doug?
Still don't trust that Subaru behind us.
Doug, it's literally an 80-year-old woman behind the wheel.
Killer could be anybody, Laura.
We need to go to the office. I think we might just find out who our killer is.
Laura, I'm telling you, I swear I saw that Honda Civic again.
Shut up, Doug. We need to go to Darren's cubicle and see if we can find anything. A clue or something.
Do you know where it is?
I think it's close to the back corner. Fuck, there's nothing here.
What about on his computer?
Oh, you're right! I can access everyone's computer with my admin password. Perks of being a CEO.
Jeez, having access to everyone's information seems a bit unethical.
Screw ethics. I'm running a business. Plus, it comes in handy.
Yeah, it definitely makes our lives a lot easier.
I just have to go around and log in at each and every desk for all 25 of my employees.
I wish I could do something. I mean, I wish I had fingers and I could, I don't know, type.
Just keep watch, Dougie. I'll let you know if I find anything. Not you. Nope. Ew, what is that? I knew they were dating, but it's not you. Oh, gross. Yeah, okay, all right, not you. Nice screensaver, man. Moving on.
Laura?
What? I've got like 5 more to check. Make it quick.
So you remember that Honda Civic I mentioned earlier? The one with the GT wing?
What the hell is a GT wing?
It doesn't matter. It's right outside, in the parking lot.
What? Cut it out. I'm trying to focus.
Holy shit, someone's getting out. And their face is covered. I can't make out who they are.
Fuck, you're being serious, aren't you?
And he has a gun.
Shit, okay. I'm almost done.
Laura? No, you have to leave now.
Doug, I have 2 more cubicles to check. Shit.
I know you're in here, Laura.
Is he using a voice changer?
Doug, shut up.
Now it's just you and me. Time to finish the job.
Throw me.
Throw you?
Throw me into the back corner. Just do it on my signal.
What?
Hold.
I don't get it. Why?
Hold. Now.
What the fuck?
What was that?
Hey, asshole. Over here.
I've got you now.
Go, Laura. Go now.
Should I take the stairs?
Hey, Mr. Mask. Office is closed today, buddy. Time to go.
You're mine.
Laura, run.
Okay, I'm going. I'll meet you in the car.
Why don't you come and walk over here where I am?
What? A walkie-talkie?
Get wrecked, loser. I'm a ghost, and I just fooled you with my voice through the radio. Goodbye.
God damn it. Fuck!
Holy shit! Oh my god! We lived!
I can't believe how close he got. He could have smelled you.
Why are you out of breath? You're a ghost.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Doug, for saving me.
Really, it was nothing. I'm just glad I could help.
I couldn't do this without you.
We're in this together, Laura.
I didn't find anything on the computers I searched, so that means the killer's one of the 2 computers that I didn't get to.
Whose were they?
It's Mark and Benny. Darren's homies. Guess I should have checked them first, huh? Stupid Laura. My bet's on Mark.
Well, let's go get the son of a bitch.
Our heroes escape once again and continue the search for the killer. Next time on Ghost Detective.